You're listening to a podcast from Trinity Church Buxton. For more information, please visit our website at trinitybuxton.org.uk.
But the great Christian truth that we're remembering and that we're celebrating this morning is that the tomb was empty. The big claim is that Jesus came back to life. And you can see that in verse 6 on today's passage. Verse 6 says, "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." Now that's a massive claim, and one which the whole of the Christian faith stands on. If Jesus came back from the dead, then Christianity is true. And the whole world needs to put their trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour. But if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then the whole of the Christian faith is a lie, and there is nothing good in it. It's that serious. The resurrection really matters. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but last weekend, the BBC published a poll that they had commissioned into people's beliefs about the resurrection. Okay? ComRes, they surveyed 2,010 British adults by telephone between the 2nd and 12th of February 2017. Okay, and this is their results. The survey that the BBC did suggested that 17% of all people believe the Bible version of the resurrection word for word. That's almost one in five people. 31% of Christians, it says, believe word for word the Bible version, which rises to 57% among active Christians. Interesting classifications there. Anyway, an active Christian apparently is somebody who goes to a religious service at least once a month. It says exactly half the people surveyed did not believe in the resurrection at all. But it says that 46% of people say they believe in some form of life after death, and 46% do not. I don't know what happens to the other 8%. Anyway, it says that 17% of people believe the Bible version word for word, all right? Like I say, that's almost one in five people. But if you turn that around the other way, that's 83% of people in this country, according to this poll, don't believe the Bible's version of events surrounding Jesus' resurrection. 83%. That's a huge stat, isn't it? And remember, I've just said Christianity hangs or falls on whether the resurrection is true or not. So can we be confident that Jesus actually rose from the dead? Well, yes, we can. Interestingly, those stats from the BBC, they don't tell us how many of those 83% of people have actually looked into the resurrection and considered the evidence for themselves. And we've got to remember that the BBC are perhaps not the most positive broadcaster when it comes to promoting Christianity. But can we be confident that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? Yes, we can. There's lots of reasons why we can rationally believe the resurrection to be true. I'm not going to go into them all in detail now, but I'm going to give you some headlines based on well-attested historical facts that both Christian and non-Christian and even atheist scholars all agree on. First one, Jesus was a historical figure. That's not denied. Secondly, Jesus was definitely dead. The Romans were experts at killing people by crucifixion. Thirdly, the tomb where Jesus was laid was definitely found to be empty. Jesus' disciples, they were convinced that Jesus rose from the dead, and they were willing to die for this belief. If that was a lie and they knew it, they wouldn't have been willing to die for it. And also, Jesus appeared to loads and loads of people. And that can't have been hallucinations, because it's been proved that more than one person can't have the same hallucination experience at the same time. And at one point, Jesus appeared to over 500 people, we're told. There are lots of reasons why we can believe the resurrection really happened. And there's a full table of resources at the back, just over there, with loads of resources on about Easter and things about the resurrection. Do take these on your way home, either for yourself or to give away. You'd be very welcome to help yourself to them. They're on the table at the back. And also, last year, I gave a talk at church last Easter Sunday in the evening on can I believe the resurrection is true? It's online, on the website. So do go and have a look. Just go to sermons on the resources tab, go to sermons and media, and then just type in resurrection. We can believe the resurrection is true. Therefore, we can believe Christianity is true and that we've got good news to share. Now, from today's passage, we can see clearly that the women who went to the tomb, Mary and Salome, they were not expecting the tomb to be empty. They weren't expecting Jesus to rise from the dead. This is despite the fact that Jesus had predicted that he would come back to life. And in Mark's gospel, Jesus predicted loads of things that would happen. He predicted that his disciples would desert him. He predicted Judas's betrayal. He predicted Peter's three denials. And that's just in chapter 14 alone. Yet his disciples, and Mary and Salome, they couldn't see that the resurrection would happen. Look down at verse 1. It says, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? Now, you don't go to anoint a dead body with spices if there's going to be a resurrection, do you? You don't worry about who's going to roll the stone away if you know Jesus is going to come back to life. The women weren't expecting it, even though Jesus had told them. And neither had the disciples expected it either. But look down at verse 4, see what happens? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white, in a white robe, sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. The women got to the tomb, and the stone was rolled away. But that wasn't the biggest surprise they got. Look who met them. An angel. Now, we're not told in Mark's gospel that it was an angel, but the white robe is a clue. But we are told in the other gospel accounts that it was an angel. Something extraordinary is happening here. The massive stone has been rolled away, and there is an angel. Understandably, the women were alarmed. Now, I reckon that is a biblical understatement, okay? Can you put yourself in those women's shoes? Their world had already been turned upside down with Jesus' death. Now, they very bravely, it should be noted, they very bravely went to anoint his body, yet they're met by an angel and a tomb that is empty. This is not what they were expecting. Remember the game at the start, full or empty? They were expecting the tomb to be full. But it was empty. And the angel responds, as angels normally do when they're talking to God's people. Notice it in verse 6. Don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. The angel knows why the women have come to the tomb. He knows they're looking for Jesus. But he tells them straight off, he was crucified. So yes, he was killed, but he's risen. He's not here. He turns their world upside down again for the second time in 3 days. The one who was crucified is now alive. And he proves it. He says, look, see the place where they laid him. His body was gone. Jesus is alive. That's such a big claim, isn't it? But it's so important. Now, we're going to look at another verse from another part of the New Testament now, which helps us with the resurrection. It's on your sheet, but I wonder if there's any kind of returning students or anyone from Impact or Ignite who'd like to help us just put the verse together at the front. Only need 11 helpers. So come on, Impact, Ignite, returning students, come and help us out. Yes, Lily, well done. There we go, well done. Here we go. You can set your stopwatches if you want. Jess, thank you. Robin. I have colour-coded it a bit, so thank you. If you've got it on your sheet, you're at an advantage. Need a few more helpers. Go on, Jacob. You can help us. Yeah, Wes, you've got to come as well. Great. Johnny, you're still a student. Come on, Charlie. You're welcome. Thank you. Charlie, do you want one? Oh, yes. Ben. Okay, let's see if you can work out what the other verse is from the Bible that's going to help us. There's a clue there with 1 Peter 1 verse 3. Let's have that at the end. Right, the red section goes first. There we go. That's it, well done. How are we doing? Yes, we've got the first bit. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the next clue. Who's got who? Oh, no, in. That's it. You might have to move along a bit, Ed. And right. Let's read the first four and then see if we can help them out. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he, yes, that's it. He has given us new birth, yes, into a living hope through, so you need to spot close, Charlie, yeah. Through the, that's it. Hang on, one more, Charlie, one more. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1 verse 3. Fantastic. Well done. Now, I could have just done this. Oh, it's there. No, hang on. There we go. I could have just put it on there. But that's much more fun doing that. Thank you. Okay, just wait there for 1 second. Now, we can see that because of this verse, okay, because of the resurrection, because God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has brought Jesus back to life, we now have new birth into a living hope, all because Jesus came back from the dead. What is this new birth into a living hope? Well, it's the hope of a restored relationship with Jesus. If you were here on Good Friday, we've been looking at big words that end in shun. We did reconciliation, and we saw how that's the end of our separation between us and God because of our sin. We're brought back together to God. Our sin is removed, and we can have a relationship through Jesus. So if you want to pop those down, guys, that's brilliant. Thank you. You can take your seat and relax. I'll tell you what, you can have a cup of tea or coffee at the end. Say thanks very much. We're brought together through the blood of Jesus. By his death on the cross, he takes away all of our sin, meaning there's now nothing that separates us from God. We're reconciled with him. And Jesus proved that this work of reconciliation, it's on there, was complete by him coming back to life. And back to Mark, we see proof of it in Mark chapter 16, verse 7. It's great. Look at it. The angel says to Mary and Mary and Salome, "But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." You know, Jesus, he's the guy that all of his disciples deserted, as he predicted they would, remember. But Jesus is going to go and see them in Galilee, again, as he predicted. Do you see it? There is hope for those who've deserted. There is hope for those who've turned their back on God. There is hope because of the resurrection. But there's more. Do you see the interesting detail in verse 7? Peter is mentioned separately, isn't he? Why? Well, remember the story. It's because Peter denied knowing Jesus 3 times over. He didn't just flee and desert Jesus. He actively said no 3 times. No, I don't know Jesus. I don't want to be associated with him. But there's hope for him too. The angel specifically mentions him, and we see from the other gospel accounts, especially John, how Peter is restored. He's reconciled to God because of the resurrection. Peter himself is brought back from death to life when he meets Jesus. That's what the resurrection gives us, new birth into a living hope, being raised from death to life. So we can add this next shun word, resurrection, to our big words that end in shun. Friends, if you've not put your trust in Jesus, if you've been spending your life turning your back on Jesus, or have even been saying, like Peter, I don't want to be associated with him, can I encourage you this Easter Sunday to stop doing that? To turn to Jesus and to recognize the truth of the resurrection and to find new life and hope in him. Be reconciled to God. We know you can because Jesus rose from the dead. And Christian, here this morning, whether you're really old or whether you're really young, or neither of those, if you're a Christian here this morning, praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for this new birth into a living hope that you have, that you've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection. That is good news and it's worth celebrating.